This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Like
call his wife and how we doing 407 on this Friday morning. How's your boy been? As we wake up to the Johnnies with their first win in 25 years. Good morning. In the NCAA tournament, they took care of Omaha. Omaha. By 30 points. 83-53.
It was not a great start, and we played a couple of the cuts in the updates of Pitino talking about that start. And really, the beginning of the game, they get off to Omaha gets off to a 7-0 run. Offensive rebounds all over the place. Second chance points for Omaha all over the place. They're allowing dunks and layups off pick and rolls. They didn't defend that well. They didn't box out that well. And early on, they didn't shoot that well. But they were just too much for Omaha, and eventually they started to shoot. R.J. Lewis was 5 of 8 from 3. Omaha was daring them to shoot threes because we know what the weakness of the St. John's team is. The weakness is whether or not they're going to hit their threes and whether or not they're going to hit their foul shots. And in this game, they didn't have to worry about that as they were up 30 in the second half. And what an unbelievable second half team they are. I mean, we've seen it now the last three games in a row against Marquette in the semis. They were down at half and came back and steamrolled. Same thing with Creighton in the finals. And now in this game where they had the lead at halftime, but early on they didn't have the better play. Like, it didn't feel that way. It felt like it was a game that they were just too much more talented than the other team for it to go any other way, but they didn't play particularly well. And ultimately, that's kind of what you want, right? You want to get through it, you want to survive, and you want to have talking points and things to be angry about and things to improve on and things to look at and things to grow from. And, you know, maybe you could throw it and chalk it up to the idea of first time in the tournament, the idea of, you know, the expectations now as the 2 seed and getting through the Big East tournament and winning the regular season and the tournament and everything else, and now getting in there and having a game where if they lose, it's a real, you know, blemish on what has been an incredible year. But ultimately, they found their footing. They started to hit some shots. They, after playing poor defense early on, they held Omaha to like a 15% from behind the arc and ended up out-rebounding them in the game. So just a dominant performance in the second half, and it sets up tomorrow at 2:40 p.m. on CBS, St. John's versus Arkansas, Rick Pitino versus John Calipari. That is going to be the big game of the day. That is going to be the game most talked about. It's going to be the coaching matchup everyone's looking forward to, as these two guys, obviously, both have coached in this town in the NBA. Both of these guys are prominent, you know, two of the handful of the most prominent head coaches in the, you know, arguably the history of the college basketball scene. And two coaches well-known here, two coaches who've been rivals in Kentucky and Louisville. And it is going to be an enormous game, a very talented Arkansas team, a 10-seed Arkansas team that took care of Kansas, scored a ton of points in the first half. And as Rick Pitino said in the postgame, they're going to have to play better. Even though they won by 30, they're going to have to play better against Arkansas if they're going to want to come away with the victory. So we get ready for the Johnnies to take the center stage on Saturday afternoon. The Knicks with another miserable loss. The Rangers with another miserable loss. Some Yankee stuff. Some Mets stuff. We talked about Beatty making good plays at second base and hitting RBI doubles. And what we've seen really up and down the lineup from the New York Yankees. As this time it was Jazz Chisholm who went off with a double, a home run, 5 RBIs. And we just need to start this damn baseball season as we get ready for it on Thursday. But yesterday was obviously the first day of the tournament. Let me just take a second to address Pizzagate or whatever was going on yesterday, because I feel like I have a very good perspective on this, because I was a part of this tradition for many, many years. Monzo and myself would order the pizzas for Mike, would take care of the pizza, would go get the pizza, would go hide certain numbers of pizza to make sure that not everybody ate it. And we know what the order was. I was actually talking to Monzo today about it. We knew what the order was. Every day, every year, first day of the tournament, Mike would order the pizzas. It was 12 pies.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12. That's right. Good job. 12 pies. We got 6 plain, and then we got 6 split up in 3 different toppings, 2 pepperoni, 2 sausage, 2 meatball. That was the order. And if Evan would have only asked me, and it's funny because Evan actually texted me early in the morning, and I could have saved him from this embarrassment if he only asked me. But it's actually funny because when I was working with him with Evan and Tiki, Carton and Roberts, losing my mind. When I was working with him with Carton and Roberts, I guess one day I ordered something through Grubhub for him, and I must have put my phone number and email address or something when I was filling out whatever. So like every time Evan orders food on Grubhub, I get text messages and emails. You know, every day it's like, you know, Craig is out, you know, or, you know, John is outside your house. Please open up the door. And I'm like, Evan, I'm getting 35 text messages. Can you please go get the Mexican food you ordered already, please? But that hasn't happened in a while. But Evan preempted that. I don't know why I was on his mind. But Evan texted me early in the morning and said, hey, if you get a text message, don't worry about it unless you want to come eat pizza. I'm ordering pizza for everybody. And I didn't even get it. I was like, who's texting? I'm not working today. I'm not coming in later tonight. He's like, no, Grubhub. I'm like, oh, I get it. If he would have told me I just ordered 3 pizzas for the NCAA tournament day, I would have laughed in his face. And I would have said, Evan, I know we're in a different world now with the amount of people in the office. And I don't even know. I'm not there very often. But three pizzas is a joke. Three. You can't, I don't, and I know they were small, and we don't have to go through all the details of everything that took place yesterday, but let me just tell you, as someone who has been there, made the orders, 12 pies and at least 6 2-liter bottles of Coke and Diet Coke. We got sodas, we got pizzas, we made sure they brought plates and napkins. It was a routine. And if you guys are just going to go, whether it's in the afternoon or the midday, and I would have done it, but he said he'd do it, and blah, 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 blah. If you're going to not take this thing seriously, then don't do it at all. Because it is a tradition. And it's a special one here at the Fan. And if you cared enough, just ask me. Because you know I know. You know I know. You got to order at least 10 pies. Anything less than that, you're not doing it right. Send people home with food. That's fine. Let the creatures at night, all of us, sit here and pick at it for the next 12 to 14 hours. That's how it works. Three pies, no matter what size they are, is a joke.
I am a clown.
So then apparently Ray Martell was in the building, and I'm not surprised because free pizza was around. And I'm not saying, and listen, who wouldn't eat free pizza? I'm not trying to knock Ray Martell. Although Ray Martell is the only man, and I still say this to him almost every time I see him or talk to him about food. Ray Martell is the only guy I've ever seen have White Castle breakfast. I didn't know White Castle had breakfast. I've never seen a commercial for White Castle breakfast. I had no inclination whatsoever that White Castle even had breakfast until I saw Ray Martell eating little egg sliders. I had no idea. But Ray Martell had to tell Evan and set up some pizza, and he ordered 10 pies, and apparently everything was solved except one thing. It was the worst, and I've seen it because it's still sitting out here. It looked, and I don't want to say the name of the company, and I hope they didn't, but it looked like Sesame Street, Sesame Place pizza when I take the kids to Sesame Place. Not to knock Sesame Place either, but that's what it looked like. I mean, we're in New York City and we can't get pizza right? Like, it's unbelievable to me. There are certain things, all right, maybe, you know, but you're in New York City and you ordered pizza twice. And both times it failed because it. I'm not kidding. The pizza looked atrocious. And it's sad to me. It's sad. Because I was part of this tradition for a long time. I mean, all I did was go pick it up and hide it and make sure everybody got pizza. But I was part of it. And it was a great day. Everybody in the newsroom came in, we're watching the games, we're eating pizza. Three pies. I could have saved him from this embarrassment if he just asked me. Just ask. I'll tell you. But apparently he just picked a place blindly that's on his way to work and just Grubhubbed it. I mean, this thing gets taken care of the day before. This isn't a Grubhub order on the way in. This is the day before you set it up with the place. 10 pizzas, I need it by 11:30. Like, this is serious business, man. This isn't let me find a place along the way that I've never tried before. And
get, how's that taste?
And get it day of? This is done the day before. Hey, I need 12 pies. I need it by 11:30 in the morning. Like, it's a specialty order and a specialty day. Don't just swing by and say, oh, what do you guys have? Maybe some garlic knots too? Oh, yeah, you got buffalo. What do you specialize in? Buffalo chicken pizza? Sure, why not? It's not even about... It's not even about whether or not everybody got to enjoy pizza. It's ruining a tradition. That's what I'm hung up on. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. And just ask me. Ask me. Ask someone, you know, ask Mons. Ask someone who worked in the afternoon for the, all those years. Ask someone. And Sal should know. Sal did it for years. Ask Sal. You don't just stop along the way and pick it up. This isn't like, oh, honey, we got nothing for dinner. What do you guys want? I'll find something on my way home. It's not a Wednesday in February.
I'm the best there is.
That's absolutely true. Very disappointed in Evan. Very disappointed. And then he's got a million excuses. Three is a ridiculous number. It's a ridiculous number. I don't know how you come up with that. I'm not even trying to... it's just a ridiculous number. Three pies? It's absurd. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro. Just two things.
Yes.
Evan, mm-hmm. got big pockets, very short hand.
I don't think that's it, because he actually said how much he paid for the three pizzas. It sounded for three. I'm going to stand up for my guy Evan on this one. Evan is not cheap.
You could.
It's not the idea that Evan didn't want to spend the money. Evan thought three pizzas was enough. He didn't know the size of the pizzas. I'll even give him that. I'll give him the idea because that's the report. I didn't see those boxes. I can't tell from the pictures exactly what size they were. I'm told they were very small pizzas. I'll even give Evan the benefit of the doubt that he was unaware that he ordered three small pizzas. Three is still a ridiculous number, and I really don't think it's about money. I'm not going to – Evan would have no problem footing the bill. I think he just didn't want to waste. You know, he didn't want to have 10 pizzas and have it sit here and nobody eat it. But it's better too much than too little.
And then he throws you under the bus yesterday.
He threw me under the bus.
Thinks that you want to see the demise of St. John's, like his stupid partner in the afternoon, that chubby fella from Long Island, who's saying, I want St. John's to lose.
Why did he throw me under the bus?
People to listen. Because he said, whatever you call it, the same way. Yeah, that's what he said, McGonagall. He goes, I feel like McGonagall doesn't want St. John's to win either. I don't know where the hell he would get something like that.
Did he give any sort of...
Oh, because people... Oh, no, because whatever his name is... Sean Murray.
He's
my fat ass!
Sean Murray.
That fat ass kid. He keeps saying, oh, I'm tired of the St. John's, rah, rah, rah.
Right, you know okay. What?
It hasn't happened in 30 years. Give me a break. Let's enjoy it.
I get that. I still don't know what that has to do with me, though.
I don't know how.
Just because we're both fat kids from Long Island, like I don't know.
And you know a lot about pizza. I don't know, but all you had to do is go to you and say, "How did Mikey do it?"
That's
it. Let me do it. If you want to start a tradition, you do it the way it used to be, and you follow the same ingredients: 12 pies, 2 pepperoni. That's the way you do it, or you don't do it at all. Is my point.
I'm with you, Maury. I still don't know why Evan was getting on me about the Johnnies. I don't know what indication I've ever given that I wasn't rooting for St. John's. But whatever. Maybe it was because I was getting on him. I texted him after I found out about all this. And I said, if you would have just asked me, I would have saved you a lot of embarrassment. But I don't know where St. John's came into it. Of course I'm rooting for St. John's. Why wouldn't I root for St. John's? People don't understand this. Like, part of this is also just for my own personal, like, wants and needs with this job. Why would I want St. John's to go away? I mean, I'll be totally honest with you. I wish there was more meat on the bones than a 30-point blowout. But that's round one. And now we got Saturday. But I want St. John's to ride this thing all the way to the finals, man. I want them to win the whole damn thing. Why wouldn't I? Of course. Same thing with the Mets. You believe this or not, I don't care. I honestly don't care. Will I fight back with people who hit me up on Twitter, Met fans who are anti-Yankee people? Will I push back and have an argument and say some negative things about the Mets? Yeah, I'm not above that. But ultimately, I'm telling you, I am pulling for the Mets. I want the Mets to win. I want the Mets to go to the World Series. And then I want them to get their ass kicked by the Yankees. That's what I want. And if they're not playing the Yankees, I'm telling you, I'm going to root for them in the World Series. I don't care. You think I care about this big brother, little brother argument? I don't care. It's stupid anyway. But hey, If they beat the Yankees in the World Series, now we got a different ballgame. If that if it's a Subway Series that the Mets win, now the hatred will start to come out, because I hate people who hate beat the Yankees. That's what I hate. All right, hold on. Sal in Westchester says he can explain the comments of Evan. What's up, Sal?
McMonagle, good morning, brother.
Good morning.
You know, so anyway, what he was saying was he was breaking the other guy's chops because he was hating on St. John.
Yes.
Then Evan turned around and said, oh, I bet you there's other people who agree with him but just don't have the cojones to say anything.
Okay.
And then he started throwing names around, but he didn't. He even threw Tiki in.
Okay.
He even said that he could beat Tiki.
Oh, I got you.
He did this guy calling you up, trying to rev you up.
Yeah, so he didn't say. All right, so he was just throwing, it could be anyone. It could be McMonagle. It could be Tiki. It could be,
Exactly. He definitely didn't throw you under the bus.
Could be Johnny Appleseed. All right, I got you. All right, thank you.
I
got you. All right, so thank you very much. Because, there's I've given no indication about my true feelings. No, but I mean, of course I'm rooting for St. John's. Hell yeah. And the idea that it's gotten too much, it's been 20 years since they won a game in the tournament. They went on winning streaks we haven't seen since 1984. Like, come on, this is great, man. And plus, it's not even, what's the rivalry exactly? What college basketball team does Sean root for that he's so furious about St. John's? Like, it's not even like there's any sort of rivalry, right? You get mad about the Mets because you're a Yankee fan. You get mad about the Jets because you're a Giant fan. You get mad about this because, you know, Knicks because you're a Net fan in his case. The hell is St. John's doing to ruffle your feathers? Who cares? I'm pumped. This is exciting. You tell him, I don't care what Sean says. I will put Sean on a lie detector test right now. What is it? Sodium pentothal? Is the truth serum? Give him some truth serum and ask him if he's not excited for Saturday at 2:40. Or tell him he doesn't want to have that subject to talk about or to have some fun with or get, you know, Calipari versus Patino Saturday, 2:40 p.m., CBS, biggest game of the day, most talked about game of the day, the entire country watching St. John's. You don't want that? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Let's go to Rich in Manhattan. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Chris, I'm intrigued by the pizza thing. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask you, how many people potentially would be there to eat the pizza through the day?
Again, I'm not there anymore, but the actual, like, programming department is probably not as big as when I was there, but there's still sales, there's still engineering, there's still...
No, but approximately how many people?
I don't know, 15, 20?
15, 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could the most places? It could be, like, in the building, in the hall, in the entire place, 15, 20?
Okay. Eight good slices and a pie, right?
Eight good slices and a pie. How many pits are in a pair? Good slices.
Some pies are six. You know, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, just a normal pie. Eight slices and what is it? 12 with Sicilian. Okay. If you so indulge.
Okay, whatever you choose is fine. It's about tradition. I have my own traditions with Big Hero sandwiches when Blimpies was still alive for March Madness Thursday and Friday. But I would say if you're having 45 people, if you could, that means you got to get.
It's got to be at least two slices per person.
I would give three per person.
Okay, three per person.
Figure three per person.
So that's 45 slices.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be whatever.
Listen, I just think 10's a nice round number. You order 10 pies. What's the worst, you know? And again, I want to be very clear on this because I'm getting on him for being awkward and stupid. I want to make sure what I'm willing to get on Evan for. Evan is awkward in these situations. He doesn't know exactly how to handle them, and he's, like, ignorant to them. But I don't think at all it had anything to do with money. I don't think he was thinking, I'm not getting four pies. That's way too much money. I don't think, and he ended up getting more pies. I do not think Evan's cheap. I don't think this had anything to do with money. I think he's that ignorant to think that three pies can feed everybody. I don't think it was money, but... Yeah, I don't understand it. It's a tough thing to understand. He's not taking into account everybody. He's thinking, what's in the? It's me. It's the four of us. It's the six, seven, eight people, three pies. That makes sense. He doesn't realize there's a bunch of people and people want to eat pizza.
I'm an idiot.
888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Quick break. We'll come back. Take you till 5 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, I am my own worst enemy. And so is our next guest. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the calls as we got you for another 23 minutes and 20 seconds or so. And the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Chris, three pies. You can eat two yourself.
I certainly could. It depends on how long you give me, but I probably could do it.
Chris, Anthony Gallo can't hold your jock when it comes to Yankee knowledge. He took a shot at you.
Oh, did he? Everyone's taking shots at me. Good. What did Anthony Gallo have to say?
No, he was just saying about that you say, oh, it's the Yankees, and they'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's like, that's not good enough.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
Anything else? I tried to call him out on that. Aaron Rodgers. Remember the conversation 3 weeks ago?
I mean, I've had so many Aaron Rodgers conversations. Refresh my memory.
Wow, you don't remember us. Okay.
Nope. I'm sorry, Brent.
I take that personally. We talk. I call you. I take time out of my day. Hold on.
I understand.
And you don't remember what we talked about?
Well, I mean, I know we talked about Aaron Rodgers, and you're not a fan.
Yeah, but what's the content? What was I talking about?
I don't remember.
About the salary.
About the money.
And
yes,
he's asking for $33 million. I don't even know if he's going to retire. I just wanted to say, have you changed on him the way he's holding out?
No.
Do you still have the passion to have him?
Yes.
Or now, is it desperation? Because I feel like it's desperation. Because it's him or nobody at this point.
So I have passion for him over nobody. It depends on how you look at it.
A month ago, is my point. You wanted him. You said he's good. He ended the season good last year. He looked healthier.
I think he can be healthier a year removed from the Achilles, yes.
But I think this looks like a desperate play now, and I think he knows that. I don't know. I've changed on him completely. I almost don't want him. At this point, why are you holding out so long? I mean, is it just trying to get the most you can get?
No, I don't think so. I think he's waiting. I don't know how interested he is in the Giants or even Pittsburgh. I think he's hoping Minnesota might change their mind. Maybe something else pops up. I think he's just waiting because there's no deadline on it, and he's going to see what else is out there for him. Maybe it's retirement. Maybe it's money. I don't think so, though. I think the Giants will probably give him a 1 year deal for as much money as he kind of wants. And I think Pittsburgh, the same thing. I think he's just waiting for every option out there to present itself.
Yeah, I don't know. The pulse of that is a lot of people that I see in the 11 social media groups is that just not a good look. Look at all the other quarterbacks that have moved around.
Well, where is Russell Wilson signed?
I mean, that's a whole different ballgame.
Is Russell Wilson holding out?
Not as marketable. Yeah, he's not as marketable. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be marketable, right, according to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, that's the difference.
If you had to, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, I had a guy talk me off the ledge. I was thinking Deshaun Watson.
No.
And he said, look at what the Giants are doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a defense, right? Like, it's looking like they're building a defense without even getting to the draft yet. So that tells you they know at this point their offense is going to be pedestrian, right? And you can still be competitive at the very least. Look at the Steelers.
They brought back Slayton.
They got the best safety in the league.
Well, in free agency.
And they picked up a top, right. No, I'm saying what they've acquired so far before even the
I understand
the
that,
draft.
But why does that, so, I'm just, why does improving
because
the defense.
He's a turnover machine, Deshaun Watson, and Russell Wilson. I know he's not great. I'm saying if it does come down to them, he's saying, watch how he plays. He doesn't really turn the ball over. He doesn't do a lot, but he's a guy that with game management, can keep the offense on the field a little longer. And if you have a really good defense, that's a better play. I just didn't know what you thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the defense, I don't know why improving the defense means anything towards the offense. Like, it's not, should they have not improved the defense if they thought they were going to have a dynamic offense?
Like a Steelers can get you to the playoffs if they have a top five, six, seven defense, even if your offense has, like, Pickett or Mason Rudolph and their terrible line, because they can keep you in games and stop the bleeding. The Giants' defense was just as bad. We don't talk about it. They were just as bad as the offense last year.
No, the defense was terrible last year. That's why he went out and improved the defense. But you're saying, I don't know why improving the defense means that's because they know the offense isn't going to be good. They need to improve the roster. And that's what was out there for them. And they were able to, acquire, and I agree with you, the best safety in the market this year and arguably the best cornerback in the market this year. And it should improve the defense significantly, considering when you add in, Drew Phillips, who had a great rookie season, I mean, they have some young pieces there as well as now new additions to the defense. The defense, I'm hoping, should be better. You still have Dexter Lawrence. You've got Burns. You've got Thibodeau. I'm hoping the defense is better. But I don't think just because they went out and improved the defense means that they have some sort of lower expectations for the offense or that they won't try to improve that as well. Here's the bottom line. I don't know if you want to say it's desperation or it's whatever. Is it desperation? Yeah, they're desperate for a quarterback. And I think Aaron Rodgers is the best. The best quarterback still available for me is Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think it's particularly close. So the New York Giants, and for me, I'm going to draft a quarterback anyway. Right, I think they're drafting a quarterback at 3. That's what I would do. I would trade up to get Cam Ward if possible. That's feeling more and more like a pipe dream, and that Tennessee is going to end up taking that pick and taking Cam Ward. But that's what I would do. I'm coming away, if I can, with Ward or Sanders, one or the other. So as long as I have the quarterback that I'm drafting, that worst-case scenario, I can fall back to just starting them from day one. Like a lot of quarterbacks, most of the quarterbacks drafted that high start from day one now. So what am I rushing for? Why am I rushing to sign lesser quarterbacks? Why am I rushing to sign? I don't even know if Watson's a real thing. I mean, Watson re-hurt his Achilles. I don't even know if that's a real thing. I don't know if you meant Jameis Winston or Watson. I'm not sure what you even meant there, Brett. I think you meant Winston, not Watson. But like Jameis Winston, I'd prefer Jameis Winston than Russell Wilson. Because the one thing I know Brian Daboll has done was he limited the turnover from the turnover machine that was Daniel Jones. If you could limit the turnovers, if you could deliver him from pick sixes, Jameis Winston might actually throw the football down the field and get some points on the board and give Malik Nabers a monster season. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that than the safe. Like you just mentioned it. Pittsburgh might be in a different position. You get that nice, safe game manager. You got a defense. You've just added Metcalf to Pickens. You go out there, you don't mess up. And with that defense and with Mike Tomlin and the culture there, maybe you get into the playoffs even in a tough division with the Ravens and the Bengals. For the Giants, I'm looking to score some points for once. I'd rather have Jameis Winston slinging it. But I want Aaron Rodgers, so I'll wait. I don't care. You want to call it desperate? They're desperate. They're the worst franchise in the sport. You got planes flying overhead. Like, welcome to desperate. So I'll wait because, in my mind, I don't care how long I wait because I'm drafting the quarterback. I think that's what they have over the Pittsburgh Steelers in this waiting game. Pittsburgh can't wait forever. They need a legitimate quarterback, even if it's a game manager like Russell Wilson or someone who's flawed like Jameis Winston or whatever. Like, eventually, they need someone in there that they know they don't want to lose all these top better options because they need to go out there and try and win. They need to get back into the playoffs and actually win a playoff game since the first time since Ben left. Like, the Giants are in a different spot. The Giants want to bring in Aaron Rodgers, try and appease the owner and win games now while they develop the young quarterback. And who better to develop the young quarterback than a four-time MVP and not only one of the best, but one of the smartest quarterbacks we've ever seen. He is the king of the free play. He is the king of drawing 12 men on the field. He is smart. He knows what he's doing. And he's as good as in the top five quarterbacks to ever play the game. So if I bring him in, I think he gives them the best chance to win games while giving them the best quarterback to mentor the young quarterback. That's why I want him. And the reason I'll wait is because I expect to have the drafted quarterback anyway. And if I wait and then I miss out on Russell Wilson and I miss out on Jameis Winston and I miss out on whoever else, and then he goes to Minnesota in the end or he goes to Pittsburgh and I'm sitting there without someone to dance with, I'll dance with the drafted quarterback and start him from day one. Right? I really don't see why. I think the waiting game plays into the Giants' hands, and I have no problem. And the idea that the Giants or their fans should be embarrassed or feel a way about looking desperate, you must be kidding me. You must be kidding. We're going to get all, embarrassed about looking desperate. We are desperate. Desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't mind being desperate. They should be desperate to get a quarterback. And I still think the best option is you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you try and win as many games as you can, and I do think they can win. I do. I think there's a chance now he gets banged up, and we haven't seen him be able to deal or play through the bumps and bruises that come with the season. He's had those bumps and bruises, the, you know, hamstring, the knee, whatever, and he didn't play well during those games. But overall, do I think a year removed from the Achilles, like so many guys a year removed from major injuries, Saquon Barkley a year removed from the ACL was better than the first year back. And he's a world-class athlete. Aaron Rodgers might be better, more mobile, even at a year older, a year removed from the injury. Second year back. I'll take my chances. And when you say, am I passionate about it? I'm passionate about it because he's the best available. Is he the best quarterback in the league? Is he someone that's going to save the Giants and take them to the Super Bowl? No. But right now, who's better? I want the best available to both mentor the young kid and try to win me games. And to me, it's not even close. That's Aaron Rodgers. I can't keep Aaron Rodgers out my mouth. It was weird the way I said it and everything. It's true. Can't shut up about Aaron Rodgers. All you talk about is the Yankees. All you talk about the Mets. You guys are nuts. All I talk about is Aaron Rodgers. I got someone actually tweeted at me and said, all you do is talk about the negativity around the Mets. I'm like, are we listening to the same show? Like, how is that possible? No one's yet said all you do is talk about Aaron Rodgers, which is amazing because it's all I talk about. 888-808-1019. One more quick break. Rapid fire style as we take it to the top of the hour and the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:54, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. You know, as it feels like a lot of nostalgia lately, St. John's back in the good graces of the city, the number 2 seed. I was talking about the Happy Gilmore 2 trailer the other day, and now another one where NBC, who's bringing back the NBA, obviously, he's got the rights to the NBA coming up, is considering bringing back NBA inside stuff. I mean, Ahmad Rashad and Inside Stuff was like, I mean, back when we were, when, you know, I'm 41 years old, we were growing up in the mid-90s, early 90s with the Knicks, Inside Stuff. That was a great show. I hope they bring it back. That was, I mean, that's just nostalgia. The NBA back on NBC is going to be nostalgia. You know, obviously the song, all of it. But Inside Stuff was a great show. I haven't even thought about it in forever. And it's funny because Ahmad Rashad, it's my favorite part of the entire Jordan documentary. And I don't know why I watch it so much. Maybe it is nostalgia. But if I have just 20 minutes, if I know all I have is 20 minutes to watch something, I don't have time to like watch something new or watch something like long, I will just put on parts of the Jordan documentary. I don't know why. And the best part of the whole Jordan documentary for me is during the Dream Team, and you know, they're in like a hotel lobby and Jordan's walking by and Ahmad Rashad just goes, hey Mike, with all these great players, final second, someone needs to take the game winning shot. Who takes a shot? And Jordan just looks at him and he goes, me? That's a stupid question. I thought that's the best part of the whole documentary. It makes me laugh. All right, let's get back to the calls. Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
Yeah, Chris, I was at the Knick game in Charlotte last night.
You were at the game. Congratulations. What a lousy game you saw.
Horrible.
Yeah, they were terrible.
And I mean, they had no energy, no offensive rebounding, no movement.
Mm-hmm.
And without Brunson, they got nothing. Here's my question to you.
Okay.
Tibbs lasted 5 years in Chicago before the players tuned him out.
Yeah.
He lasted 4 years in Minnesota before the players tuned him out. Are we seeing a team at the end of a long road trip, or are we seeing the end of Thibodeau's run?
Yeah, I mean, and listen, and thank you for the call, Dom. I'm trying to do rapid fire style. Yeah, look, I think that question is going to be asked. I don't know if we're there yet where I feel confident in giving you the answer you're possibly looking for. I think it's more likely end of the road trip, no Brunson. A little beat down the minutes, obviously, will always be a conversation. But I'm just telling you, as this team moves forward, and with the MO of Tibbs, and the minutes that has already been echoed by his own players, not just the fans, not just some members in the media, his own players are talking about it. Now they're talking about this road trip is too much. And now, like, as you get closer, if they don't win this year, and that's a likely scenario, let's be fair, and you look at this team and you go, what's Tibbs' strengths? It's defense and mental toughness, and they don't seem to be mentally tough or good defensively. And there's no reason a team that throws out a starting five that includes OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, Deuce McBride, and Josh Hart can't be a good defensive team. I know Cat isn't a great rim protector, but those four players can play defense. And defense is effort and fighting through screens, which they don't. They fall back on every, they drop behind every single screen. So that noise is going to get louder. There's no doubt about it. That noise is going to get louder. Reese in Manalvin. What's up, Reese?
Hey, Chris. A couple points about the Yankees I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
One, I feel like at the start of the season, with Jason Dominguez specifically, mm-hmm. I think they should put him in as the DH to start the season so that he can get confidence at the plate before you throw him out in left field.
I appreciate it, and I'm sorry we're up against it. Richie Bernadette, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. He's hitting in spring training. The idea that left field, he's going to not have confidence hitting. He's learning left field. He'll get it. I'm starting him in left field. He's the starting left fielder. Ben Rice is the DH. Enough of this. And even if he struggles a little bit, it's in left field. You know, there are bad left fielders all over baseball. There are bad outfielders all over baseball. Altuve is going to be in left for the Houston Astros. Like, he'll live. He'll be fine. He's been playing left all spring, and he's mashing right now. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Rami on the other side. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you tonight after the Yankees. Bye-bye. 101.9 FM. WFAN,
New York. Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.